This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. We all have multiple insurance needs. And when you're working around the suit, you have multiple insurance needs. They'll do everything they can to save you money. And they also make sure you're fully insured. They're just the pros. They're just great people. Customer service means everything to them. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Missy Matthews at the bottom of the hour. We were going to have John Sauber on earlier today, but something came up very late that John had to cover. So, John has to do his job. And so I want to make sure you knew that. And we will get John back on at a later date. We do have, what, Tony Caridi on Monday?
Correct.
I did my part last night. Okay? I was on his show last night. So I did my part, brother.
Yes.
All right? So, yeah.
I added a booking agent to my resume.
Well done. Yes, well done. Yes. We mentioned Jahan Dotson was traded by the Commanders to the Eagles. So now the Eagles, I mean, the offense, with him as a third receiver, wow. Now there's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. He gets a one-game suspension. Why? He and assistant coach John Budmeyer will be suspended for one game for a violation related to the recruitment of transfer quarterback Cade McNamara. They're related to an NCAA investigation, according to sources. Iowa is set to open against Illinois State. Ferentz is scheduled to speak with reporters later this afternoon to wrap up preseason camp. Now, what they did, I don't know. Maybe it's the timing of it. Maybe they got a hold of him during a time they shouldn't have. I don't know. McNamara committed to Iowa December 1st, 2022, just 3 days after entering the transfer portal as a graduate transfer. He started for Michigan in 21. But he suffered a season-ending leg injury in the third game of 2022. Ferentz did announce in July that McNamara was the starter. McNamara and Northwestern transfer Brendan Sullivan had been competing for the job. But again, what they did, it's really unclear. Maybe they had early contact. I don't know. That part I can't answer. But John Budmeyer and Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz each get a one-game suspension, so they will not coach against Illinois State.
You think if Iowa was going to make a recruiting violation, it'd be on a punter?
Who? Ed Podolak, who's not going to be doing the games for Iowa this year. In fact, I did a tribute piece. They asked us to do a tribute piece for Ed because he's still going to do their pregame and postgame shows. Last year, he's on with Gary Dolphin, and they have to interview the player of the game, and he says, oh, not the punter again. He says that on the air. Like, oh, not the punter again. He spoke for every Iowa fan because, like, Taylor is a terrific player, terrific punter, the whole deal. But we all know offensively how it went for Iowa last year. We all know that. Okay. All right. Dancing with the Stars. We don't often talk about it for good reason. It's not sports. But the cast was announced this morning on Good Morning America. And Steven Nedorosic of Penn State, a.k.a. the pommel horse guy, is going to be competing in Dancing with the Stars. Alfonso Ribeiro is one of the co-hosts. He actually made an appearance at Medler Field, Lebronto Park. Ribeiro loves sports. Loves sports, especially golf. Right? He's a really good player himself. I enjoyed meeting him. He's a good guy. And then Julianne Hough. And the judges are Derek Hough, Bruno Tonioli, and Carrie-Anne Inaba. But Nedorosic was announced today as one of the... It was announced as the first celebrity contestant for Dancing with the Stars, and it premieres September 17th on ABC. And if you're streaming Disney Plus...
Are we going to get our reality show correspondent on that?
Nope.
Can we ask him tomorrow if he's on?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he'd watch. Oh, no. You know what? Kevin would watch. That's right. Yeah, my brother would watch. Yeah. Yeah, he would watch. Yeah.
That's one of those shows you don't realize has been on for, I bet, almost at least 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And I think I've watched it as much as you have.
A long, long time ago, I saw it a couple times.
Yeah, my mom used to love it.
And, I mean, talented people. But, I don't know. Are we thinking about getting Sauber on? Did John give a possibility of another date?
I checked on him for yesterday. He did not get back to me yet.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, for tomorrow. I guess it doesn't make sense to check on him for yesterday. We're going to go back in time.
Just so you know, no. Don't think so. There's a guy that, in fact, I'm going to send you the contact information right now. Longtime Western PA radio guy. George Von Benko. He wrote a book about Dick LeBeau and the Steelers' 2008 defense. So, I sent you the contact. We can get him on the show. Hey, fun thing to have. And I know you're still trying to get Chris Raymond. Chris Raymond's like, you got to get me on about your book. We keep trying to get you on the show, Chris, about your book, but you got to answer the text messages.
Please.
You got to. Hey, you'd be shocked. We've been trying.
I wonder if Mr. Kaiser's in that book. Speaking of Ryan Kaiser.
I would hope so.
I was going to say he's on that team.
Yeah, I'd hope so. People forget that Wisconsin game in 2013. Or that was the end of 2012, right? 2012? No, 13. It was 2013. Ryan's the one that intercepted the pass in the end zone at the end of the game to put the game away. You know, Hackenberg had a big day at quarterback. Adam Brenneman had a big day as well as the 2013 season. And Ryan Kaiser, it was senior day for Wisconsin. I think James White, who had a good career with the Patriots, including the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown against the Falcons in overtime, it was his senior day. And Ryan Kaiser picked off the pass in the end zone to end it. See, we have memories.
I was going to say, top five nicest people you'll ever meet.
Ryan Kaiser? Oh, yes. My goodness. You cannot find a nicer person than Ryan Kaiser. Not even close. I sent you Von Benko, so. And he's the one that wrote the book about the 2008 Steelers defense and Dick LeBeau, so. It'd just be, I think, a good, fun thing to have on. And we'll do that. Oh, jeez, I have Kevin in my contacts. Kevin Herr. Yeah.
I hope so.
Nah, I think we just use you as a go-between. How about that? No?
It doesn't matter. If that's what it takes for everybody to get along, I'm on it.
Well, no, it's just, you know, I'm just trying to ease the pain.
Both people's pain.
No, I don't think I deliver him any pain. No. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's interesting about the fair. Again, I don't know what he did or didn't do. And then Nedorosic on Dancing with the Stars. He's the only one that was announced. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how many contestants there are. I have no idea. Yankees lead the Guardians 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Nationals lead the Rockies 2-0, top of the fifth. Those are the games going on right now. Brewers and Cardinals just getting underway. Tigers, Cubs just getting underway. Rays and A's this afternoon. Pirates play the Reds tonight. Paul Skeens is pitching tonight. Boy, the Pirates really hit the skids. Man. They have hit the skids.
It's like not being able to hit catches up to you eventually.
Well, it goes back. I went to see a game back in April, the Red Sox and the Pirates, and the Pirates scored in the first inning. Connor Joe hit a ball to the nook, the 410 mark, and it bounced off the fence. You could tell it wasn't going to get out because it wasn't hit high enough. He lined it off the fence. He got a double. He scored. It was 1-0. They did nothing the next 8 innings offensively. Nothing. And it was a bullpen day for the Red Sox. Every guy they ran out there, no problem, no problem, no problem. Red Sox won 6-1. Like, it was, like, but that was the only offense they had, was in the first inning with the first batter. And it's been like that for them all season long.
Speaking of teams that can't hit, while we were at break, I also saw the Mariners fired Scott Servais.
Did they really?
Yeah, Dan Wilson's going to take over. Former Reds catcher and Mariners catcher, actually.
Yeah, Mariners catcher, too. They had been in first place for a while, but now, of course, Houston has overtaken them. Houston's now up 5 games in the Mariners. The Mariners are now a .500 team. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Lost 3 in a row. The Phillies are at least .500 the last 10. I mean, do you feel like they've stabilized?
Being off for the last week, I actually have watched a lot of Phillies, and they do seem to be at least stabilized right now. I think it was 28 or 29 batters in a row between the two games the last two nights that the Atlanta pitchers retired until they rallied last night. So the offense still isn't quite where they need it to be. But Wheeler and Nola pitched well the last two games, and Sanchez pitched well the last time out. So I feel like they're getting back to where they were. I think I read somewhere that when JT got hurt, they told JT to go get fixed. They told they rested Ranger, and people are kind of wondering if maybe the front office deciding to do that kind of took away some of the edge from the players, just because the front office was taking the gas off the pedal to rest up a little bit, and I don't wonder if the players didn't do the same thing. Mm. And it's a little hard to get that back, which they seem to have, at least.
Yeah, right. Well, the key is to get in. Right now, let's see, I think they'd be the number 2 seed, right? Let me see here. They're at 587. Yeah, they'd be the 2 seed behind. But they're right behind the Dodgers. They're equal. They're even in the loss column. But the Dodgers have played 2 more games and have 2 more wins.
The Dodgers, I'd be a little worried about those Diamondbacks. They've been playing really well the last 3 weeks.
Diamondbacks are clearly the number 1 seed for the wild card right now. They are... and they're only 4 games back of the Dodgers. And then there's Milwaukee. Milwaukee's not that far behind the Phillies. They're 1 game back of the Phillies for the best overall record.
It's, That's another one of those teams that's been, you know, is, we talked about the Royals yesterday being quiet nationally. I think it's pretty quiet nationally on the Brewers that most, you know, I think most people would be surprised to hear that they are one game behind the Phillies.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not, again, this goes back to what I talked about yesterday. I thought when we had national sports networks that everybody would get a fair shake and people would know a lot more about teams across the board. And that hasn't happened. They concentrate on the Yankees, the Dodgers, you know, the Mets, the Knicks, the Lakers.
Lakers have one more TV game than the world champion Celtics do this year. I know that's not surprising. Yeah, I saw that last week.
I don't pay attention to stuff like that anymore. And the reason I don't pay attention to it anymore is I find a lot of this stuff that they do is irrelevant. At least to me, it's irrelevant.
In my defense, it was in a snazzy graphic.
So, I mean, you see something, you go, okay. What? It's like, to me, it's so much has been become whatever. Look, you want to do that? Fine. I just don't get upset about stuff like that. I don't care. I also don't have as much time to watch those games. Like, you take Dancing with the Stars. I mean, actually, this is going to sound crazy. Once football season starts and baseball season ends, I actually have more time to watch stuff. I know that sounds crazy. But because baseball is an everyday deal, so I've done it now. This will be the third straight night I've done a game. And then I've got a game in Williamsport tomorrow. Then I've got a game home on Saturday. Then I've got a game at Williamsport Sunday. Then Monday's an off day. Then I've got a home game on Tuesday, home game on Wednesday, the talk show with James on Thursday, followed by immediately, then I'll tape the pregame with him. And then I've got a game that night. Then Friday's a travel day to West Virginia. Saturday, I've got the game at West Virginia. We're going to be starting at 10:30. It's noon. Sunday is, I mean, there's a practice. I'll go to that. But that's, you know, essentially, that's going to be prepping for Bowling Green, which I'll do that, and I'll get that done in the morning. Monday, Labor Day, I have a game at 1:05 up at Williamsport. I got a game, a home game, the last home game of the season for the Spikes on Wednesday the 3rd. No, I'm sorry, Tuesday the 3rd. And then Wednesday the 4th, I'm at Williamsport for the regular season finale, and then we'll see if the Spikes are in the playoff game on the 5th. Then after that, on the 6th, I got to practice, whatever. The 5th, I'm going to have to do the talk show with James and then the pregame show. The 6th Friday, except for going to practice that day, doing this show and practice, I've got nothing. And then Saturday, Bowling Green. Then Sunday, except for going to the walkthrough, I'm off. And then Monday, no practice. After that, and then Tuesday, it's just, do the show, go to practice, done, but nothing at night. See, once I get to football season, when basketball starts, okay, and it overlaps in November, because they don't have the basketball schedule out yet, but I think they're going to play on Monday the 4th, Friday the 8th, Tuesday the 12th. I know they're playing St. Francis on Tuesday the 12th. But I think they're going to play on the 4th and the 8th, Monday, Friday that week, and then play it Tuesday the 12th. The game on the 15th in Baltimore I can't do because of traveling to Purdue. Joe Putnam's going to do that one. And then the 20th, I've got a game, which is a Wednesday. which then leads into the road trip to Minnesota, which is I'll go out on Friday the 23rd. It's the 23rd, right? No, Friday the 22nd. 23rd is the game in Minnesota. I'll fly to Daytona. And that game, by the way, with Fordham is a 4 o'clock in the afternoon game, so that will be on at 3:30. And then we don't know what time the Tuesday game is Thanksgiving week. It is either 1:30 or 4 o'clock. Todd's like thinking, hey, I could be off all week. But see, I don't see much of what's going on at night. I haven't watched a lot of other games because I may have had a lot of baseball. Once football season starts, I actually can watch a few more things at night. You know, somebody like Missy's going to be on here in a few moments. Talking about the Steelers, I haven't seen the Steelers play. I haven't seen them because the game was opposite something else I was doing.
I was going to say, from what we talked about, it doesn't seem like you miss much.
Ugh. Sounds brutal, to be honest with you. Sounds brutal. What was it? The Steelers were averaging like 3 yards per completion, not just per attempt, but per completion. Jack was talking to me about it at practice yesterday. Jack and I were talking about it yesterday. He says, he says, Steve, you can't believe it. He said, short passing game? He says, I've never seen a short passing game like that in my life. Okay. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is 43 new Hyundais away from their all-time sales record through August. With 134 new Hyundais to choose from, plus deep discounts and low interest rates, SMC is going to break this record. Sunbury Motors has 48 2024 Tucson's available, starting at $32,568, or get 1.99% financing for 60 months. Looking for the most versatile compact truck on the planet? Take up to $3,000 off the 2024 Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz starts at $31,247. And there's 16 in stock. Here you go, car buyers. SMC has 11 2024 Elantras with 1.99% financing for 60 months. And Elantras start at just $22,960. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai. We're breaking the record in August with 43 new Hyundai sold. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today, and this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by my two favorites, the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket starts stocking up for the weekend right now. Very pleased to be joined from the Steelers Network, Missy Matthews. Missy, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
So let me start with this. It's one thing for me to sit in the booth, Jack Ham and I doing Penn State games, and we have that overhead view of what's going on. When you're on the sideline, what are you looking for? What are you looking at?
You know, sometimes it really just depends. Always keeping an eye out, hoping there aren't injuries, but, you know, those are part of the game. Luckily, the NFL instituted that blue tent, which is very easy to see when that's going up, but also just trying to see how players and coaches are communicating with each other, if they're doing it nicely, if it's maybe not so nicely, how are they getting ready for their next series, things like that.
So Arthur Smith's a part of this, and by the way, I'm a big Arthur Smith guy. I thought it was a great hire. What was the sense of communication with the quarterbacks on the sideline as you watched them go through that?
Yeah, so they really gravitate towards Mike Sullivan, who was clearly the quarterback's coach last year, became co-offensive coordinator when everything happened with Matt Canada. And he's always that guy that's kind of sitting there ready to go with the tablet. They clearly have their own quarterback's coach as well, and Arthur Smith is a guy who likes to be on the sideline. He's talking to everybody. You know, the one time I'm walking past the offensive line, which they're a very big group, especially when they're sitting on a bench, and all of a sudden I look and, like, there's Arthur Smith's head. You know, he wanted to know what they were talking about. So he kind of bebops around. But I would say just through the first two games, Mike Sullivan seems to be the one that's really communicating with the quarterbacks when they come off.
What about the language that between the Russell Wilson and the Justin Fields? Do they communicate with each other often as to what they're seeing, not seeing, or are they pretty much just relying on the coaches?
No, those two, you know, it is I don't want to say the perfect marriage, but they are two guys who clearly have been starters, who clearly, you know what it's like to have the pressure. Clearly, Russell Wilson has a more extensive career, has a Super Bowl on his resume. But Justin Fields is very vocal. He's a very quiet guy, whereas Russ's personality is more, you notice it, you know, even if you're just walking down a hall. But talking to wide receivers, talking to each other, and, you know, going back once they traded for Fields, he even said Russell Wilson is somebody that he watches and who he liked before he got into the NFL and just his game. And now they're getting a chance to work together. And Russ is a huge leadership guy for everybody, but I think he takes some aspect of, like, it's my chance to show Justin how to be the guy and continue to be the guy in the National Football League.
Right. So there are certainly, after a couple of preseason games, a laundry list of things that people do have concerns about. But let's flip the page on that. You've been watching them. What do you like about some things you're seeing from the Steelers through the first couple of games?
Well, I know it's not saying through the games because they have not scored points on offense, but I do really like, I'm with you, the Arthur Smith hiring. If you go back and you look at how people felt about it, what had happened, not so great. But I think people have realized what he's been able to do with this group, how he's able to make George Pickens shine, Pat Freiermuth, your guy, shine, utilizing the different weapons and being unpredictable. I'm really hoping, especially since today Coach Tomlin said that Russ is going to start, we're going to see the starters, which is a little weird for a third preseason game, but to give them a chance to get into the end zone. And I think when you look at the defense, it was all about just adding to what it was already really good. And Patrick Queen, he jumps out immediately, whether you're watching practice or a game or looking on the sideline, and I think that's a huge upgrade for them.
Yeah, let me ask you about Patrick Queen, then I'm going to get to Mike Tomlin's preseason approach in a moment. I thought in the offseason, one of the top three or four free agent signings was Patrick Queen because, A, you don't have to play against him anymore, and, B, I just think he's really good. That's twice a year, maybe even three times, including a playoff. You don't have to play against that dude. But he's now on your side. Now that you see him on an everyday basis, what do you appreciate about a Missy that maybe, you know, on the opponent you didn't quite see before?
Well, I think it's very easy. If you're on the Steelers' side, the Ravens are the bad guys and vice versa. But I think when you're on the Steelers' side and the Ravens' side, you also have an appreciation for the other team because they are so similar, the stability in the head coaching position. how they like to play defense, how they like to, you know, run their offense. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, very different than Joe Flacco and the different guys that we've seen at quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. But they're still the same. You know, they draft to beat each other. You know what Steelers-Ravens is going to be like. And he's just kind of nicely transitioned that over to Pittsburgh. I'm kind of a fan of the pettiness he's been having with Marlon Humphreys, you know, and just being able to have some fun with it. And he was saying, you know, the grass isn't always greener. Patrick Queen goes outside, starts watering his grass, and he's drinking, a glass of wine. I think there's some fun to it. It's going to add to the rivalry. But I think whether it was Steelers or Ravens, he's one of those players where you would go, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense that he would go to that team.
Now Mike Tomlin's approach in the preseason. I've always liked the fact that he has played people in the preseason, maybe not in game three, but he's played his people like, hey, look, you need to get out and at least get something in a game going. What has been your thought on Mike Tomlin's approach to preseason games, maybe compared to other coaches?
Well, I think sometimes when you look at the coaches that don't play any of their starters, you see what happens. I remember that week one game in Cincinnati where no one thought the Steelers could beat the Bengals. They didn't play their starters in the preseason, and the Steelers went in there, and, you know, they whooped some butt. I think there is something about Coach Tomlin always says you have to spar to fight. The tackling in practice, any new member of the Steelers will tell you that's so different to them. Even the joint practices, you know, the Bills were, their players were saying how they were excited to get a chance to do that in practice against another team. I think it makes sense, and I think, you know, there's one less preseason game, and even last year I had to go back because I'm so used to the third preseason game, you know, being where the starters play, but then there's no fourth where they never play. And when you look at it, last year everybody but Cam Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi played, and those two were dealing with injuries. So it makes sense that, as he said today, his famous, you know, all that are healthy will play.
Yeah. And I completely agree with that, because I just think the tackling part is interesting. Missy, I don't know, I can't remember, is it 8 tackling days are allowed in camp, something like that. It's a lot of thud, tag off, things like that these days. And I usually feel that by game 3 is about the time I see in college. And about game 3 in the NFL, where I feel like tackling's pretty good. And I usually feel like the Steelers are one of the better tackling teams because they've at least done it in a couple of preseason games instead of doing tag off in practice.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're not warming up to it. It's kind of just part of what you do, and it makes sense that way. So I think it has worked for them. And it's even, you know, when tackling doesn't get so clean in the middle of the season, you can put pads on then, and Coach Tomlin's not afraid to use those days. I think most teams probably say for practices, we're not putting on pads, you know, week 10. But if he doesn't like what he's seeing, he brings it back to practice, brings it back to basics is what he kind of always says, even just how much they utilize having, you know, the NFL officials there for practices to just help them. So they all get it and everyone's on the same page.
Anybody surprise you or anything surprise you during the course of this preseason?
That's a good question. I would say I want to say Beanie Bishop, but the fact that he was hurt and was not able to play in that second game, I'm hopeful that, you know, he gets through this week and he is able to play in the third, because that's a spot where it was, you know, one of the highly contested competitions, quote unquote, for a position battle throughout camp. And slowly but surely, they've lost guys to injury. And I just think he, you know, being named a starter, yes, it's for the preseason as an undrafted guy, your rookie season, everyone in the media went, has this ever happened? Like, if this happens week one, like, when did this happen last, you know? So I would say him being able to translate that has been great, but again, it's really going to come down to Saturday and if he's able to play.
Okay, the running back spot. I mean, one thing about Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith's had a lot. You mentioned Pat Freiermuth. He's had a lot of success making tight ends around him better. Kyle Pitts certainly was better, and Derrick Henry looked like a pretty good product at Tennessee when Arthur was there. yeah, just an opinion. Seemed like a decent back to me. what about Najee Harris and how he has taken to what Arthur Smith wants to do?
I think Najee is, well, first of all, I think there is a chip on his shoulder. He basically said that when he came to camp for report day, that was the last time he really spoke to the media. But he is one of those guys that prior to this whole thing with the fifth-year option is maniacal about how he trains in the offseason, even in season, how he takes care of his body. I mean, his rookie year, we had a chance to talk to him early in the season. He's like, well, I got to go to yoga class. And you're like, oh, he's like, well, yeah, at Alabama, you know, we did yoga. We did things to help our body get ready to play football that might not seem traditional, but they do help. He's like, I'm a running back. I go in weird places and weird positions, you know? So I think that he will thrive in an Arthur Smith offense. I hate that Jaylen Warren got hurt. Being able to possibly see those two together, I'm also interested in what that workload would be for each of them. So hopefully for week one, when the team goes Atlanta, Jaylen will be back.
All right, so Pickens is a chance to be a really special player. We know what Freiermuth can do. Washington's not a bad tight end. On the opposite side, it would be great to have some balance. So how has Van Jefferson done to this point?
I think he's been what you would call the guy who would be the quote-unquote second wide receiver who stood out the most. I also think Scotty Miller is like a sneaky pick in terms of being able to utilize. He clearly has a relationship with Arthur Smith. He's been in his offense before. But there's just some things that he does where he stands out. We've seen it translate into the preseason games. But I just think Van came in almost refreshed. You know, he was traded. He was with a new team after he won a Super Bowl. One of those things are, you know, you're going across the country and you're trying to learn new things and whatnot. And I just think that he took the mentality at camp of the equipment guys told me Antonio Brown used to catch 300 balls on the jugs machine. Like, I'm doing it every day. Like, why would I not do that? So I like, you know, the hand in the pile, knowing and being familiar with Arthur and then almost being like that vet. The vet guy who can kind of help. I understand George Pickens has been in the offense longer, but Van's one of those guys who's you would want your young receivers to follow.
Finally, Missy, like we all love, respect Bill Hillgrove. Decades and decades of being just the standard bearer for so many broadcasters in this state. But it's now a new time, and Rob King is now there. What's it been like to be a part of this team, and how much are you looking forward to the future with this particular team and Rob up there in the booth?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all going to miss Billy tremendously. And, you know, he came up to training camp one day. He still texts everybody. I'm so glad he's still calling pick games and staying in football. Yeah. But I actually knew Rob from when I interned back in the day at FSN Pittsburgh, for people who remember what that even was and what it is now. So I've known him for a very long time, and I think he's just one of those most respected guys who helps others. I can't tell you how many people like me can say, hey, when I was an intern or when I was younger, when I was cutting my teeth, Rob King was there. And I just think he's an awesome addition, the perfect person to take over for Billy, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Missy, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time so much, and looking forward to a fun season.
All right, thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Missy Matthews joining us from the Steelers Network. This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar leather by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. On News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
With Plume Home Wi-Fi from SECV, you can enjoy fast, reliable internet coverage everywhere, even outdoors. Plume isn't just about coverage, it's about control. With its intelligent network optimization, you can stream your favorite shows, work from your patio, or video chat by the pool without interruption. Plus, with SECV's reliable local service, you can trust that your connection stays strong, rain or shine. Add Plume Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months. Visit SECV.com/freeplume. That's SECV.com/freeplume.
The all-new Shimox Furniture World in Mount Carmel has everything you need to refresh your home. Enjoy three stories of beautiful furniture, mattresses, and accessories, including all of the latest colors and styles, and all in a hassle-free environment. Our staff would love to help you find the perfect piece, and we know that we have the best prices around. And as always, get that awesome Shimox service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old. Come visit us at Shimox Furniture World, where we've been serving our community for over 100 years. It's all new in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Brewers Outlet. People always ask me what gets us through the staff meetings. All right. So what?
Pickles and beer.
And also not listening.
Well, that too. Well, the beer's to drink, the pickles for our ears.
Yay. All right. I got a text from Matt about Dotson. That's great. Yeah, didn't text me about Aaron Judge being a bum to Little Leaguers, but that's okay.
We'll forget about that one.
Oh, he will. Okay. Who knows what did or didn't happen? Like I said, Major League Baseball was very, up in Williamsport, Major League Baseball was very disorganized. Very disorganized. They had the Yankees in the wrong dugout. I mean, things like that. We're sitting there like going, I guess the people that were there were like, that were helping them to run it. What are you doing? Okay? Like, for example, you're Major League Baseball. You didn't know the Yankees were playing in Detroit Friday and Saturday? This comes as a surprise to you? This is Major League Baseball. So obviously the Tigers are the home team. It's like, come on. It's a scary group, man.
I was going to say, maybe they're hanging out with Rob Manfred and not watching baseball.
Yeah, I know. Who knows what Manfred watched. Probably does watch Dancing with the Stars more than baseball. Yeah, who knows what didn't happen. But the Dotson thing's a big acquisition for Philadelphia. You're always looking for that slot guy to be your third guy in the offense. He's perfect for that. You know, they were talking about in Washington, they want him to be the number two guy, and blah, 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 blah. You know, they kept trying to, and he didn't do it. Look, Dotson can flat-out play, okay? He's just really good. Just because Washington has no clue how to utilize him, right? I mean, why is it Washington has a bad reputation? And they need to overcome that if they're going to be any good. I don't know what Josh Harris is or isn't going to do. Because I just think that when you look at Washington, they've just been a disorganized mess.
Honestly, all he has to be is not Dan Snyder.
Right, exactly.
I think he'll get a year or two leeway as long as he's not that bad, and then if it's still kind of a circus, I think that's when the problems will probably come.
Yeah. Now, Daniels was a good pick at quarterback. There's no getting around it. I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. It's interesting, the three rookies that have won the jobs have been Caleb Williams, Daniels, and Bo Nix. Bo Nix won the job in Denver. So,
they seem to be a little surprised. I think they thought Stidham was going to start at least a little bit.
no offense, I've seen Stidham play. He's okay. I mean, good enough to be in the NFL. But you need a little different dynamic there.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Look, just go with Bo and see what he can and can't do.